All right, so hello everyone, and welcome to Eagle Sports Network. I am Boston Kellner.
And I'm Alexander Christ.
Today we are joined by our new varsity baseball head coach, Jeff Parker. Coach, to start off, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know personally that you have lots of success in your career, so what is your background?
First of all, thanks for having me. I'm flattered you guys would take the time to put me on the air. I appreciate it. So basically spent my career in baseball on the major league and minor league level.
Sure.
I was the director of player development for the then California Angels and Los Angeles Angels after that. So scouting and player development was my background originally. So basically we would go out and find players, fill a farm system, and get them to the major leagues. That was our goal. So really had a great opportunity to, you know, be around the game at a very young age. They sent me to a scout school and learned how to evaluate players, and then, you know, got into a position where we were hiring coaches and building a farm system. So it was a lot of fun, and I love baseball. I love the game of baseball. So that gave me a terrific opportunity to be a part of that. What I didn't realize was at some point you're never home, and, you know, the joys of baseball kind of tarnished a little bit when I started family life, and I've got four kids. And, you know, I wanted to be a part of their lives more than I was at the time. So that kind of changed the direction. After baseball, after I left the major leagues, we owned part of a minor league team, a AA Cubs team. So we got into the business side of baseball, which was a little more of a normal life and a little less stressful, honestly. You know, you didn't if you didn't win the World Series, it didn't matter. You weren't going to lose your job. So there was a lot more stability in that area. But love the game, you know, got to be around some great baseball people, some people that are still at the major league level now that I'm good friends with, that I can send videos of Boston Kellner to and, you know, see what we've got going on there and how to fix that bar in your swing.
Yes, sir.
Joe Madden was my field coordinator when I was a farm director. He was the guy that went and won the World Series with the Cubs and had some years in Tampa and then is now back with the Angels. And you know, a lot of other people that are still in the game that, you know, are still a part of our lives, which is great. So baseball really gives you some lifelong relationships and friendships, even at the high school level. I've really enjoyed coaching high school baseball. I got a chance to start that over at Discovery Canyon. And the old coach, well, now he's the current coach again, but the previous coach at Discovery Canyon I replaced was actually a minor league player that I both signed and released. And he had asked me, he said, hey, you know, I got a proposition for you. And I said, well, what's that? And he said, you know, why don't you come over and coach high school baseball? And I said, is this some kind of payback for me releasing you and ending your baseball career?
Right.
But it turned out to be a great experience and a lot of fun. And I'm happy to be doing that over here at Pine Creek.
Yeah, for sure. No, that all sounds really great. And that also leads me to my next question. So yeah. What made you want to become head coach at Pine Creek here?
Well, really, I'm not sure if you guys realize it being students here, but this school and this culture is bar none, to me, the top in Colorado. And I've always looked at it with admiration. I've got four kids that either went here or are going here or are going to go here. So it's kind of our community school. We live over here in the Black Forest, so not far from campus. So this is our home school, and I think you know, it's kind of like if you're working in the major leagues, if the New York Yankees call you, you're probably going to want to go work for them. It's kind of that same thing. And,
sure.
You know, Discovery Canyon, nothing, you know, not taking anything away from their program or their culture or their school. And, you know, what goes on there is great. But it was a chance to kind of come home in that sense. And I have great respect for your previous coach, Coach Millhauser, who's also a friend of mine. And we've been in opposite dugouts for, you know, a while. And, you know, I know he built a winning tradition here and a winning culture. And to be able to kind of be a steward of that for him moving forward, you know, is a positive. And to continue to build on, you know, the league titles they've won and to kind of help the program get to that state title level.
Yeah, for sure.
Since it's your first year as head coach here at Pine Creek, got any expectations, any goals for this year's season?
I do, and some of those, you know, I think moving forward, what I like to do is involve the players in that process. So at Discovery Canyon, for example, we usually, you know, everybody says, oh, we want to win the state title. Of course you do, right? So, you know, our approach to manufacturing and creating those goals are really to make sure that the goals that we establish are the ones that are going to get us to the ultimate goal that goes without saying. You want to win the state title, right? But there are goals and accomplishments along the way that if you hit those marks, you're going to win the state title. So, for example, you know, last year at Discovery Canyon, we had set 4 goals as a team. And at that point, it was to beat Pine Creek, which we did. But, you know, I know it's hard, but that everybody wants to beat us, right? They all want to beat Pine Creek. Sure. The other goal was to beat Air Academy, which we did twice, which was one of the better programs we identified out of the gate. So we were able to be victorious against them in really good games. And then, you know, after that, it was to beat Cheyenne Mountain. We lost by 1 run, and then to go to the playoffs, right? So just to get to the playoffs. So we did 3 of those 4. The only one was losing to Cheyenne Mountain. So coming into this year for Pine Creek, you know, after our tryouts and the teams and the rosters are set, we get everybody together and we kind of go through what are our team goals, right? Forget about your individual goals, because I think – you know, you're going to accomplish your individual goals if we're going to hit our team goals. Yep. And that's our approach and philosophy. So we're going to decide, all right, together, you know, who are the teams we really want to beat? Well, my first is Discovery Canyon, right? I mean, we can't lose to those guys, for God's sake. Sure. So, you know, working our way into, you know, Cheyenne Mountain is a program that we have a lot of respect for. You know, the 2 schools up north from us here are usually a good rivalry for us. So, you know, we're gonna work on those goals together as a team. Yeah. And obviously the greater goal and the bigger goal for the whole program is to develop winners. And if you develop winners throughout the program, eventually you're going to win state. And we're going to build on a culture here that's pretty darn good. But I think, you know, I've talked to Coach Miller about different things over the years over on your football side. And, you know, if we can get the you know, the individual objectives out of it, the team objectives are going to take care of everything else. And that's how we're going to approach it. And, you know, we're going to go about our business in a big league manner. We've got a great coaching staff. We've got an excellent, you know, pitching coach in Norm Churchill, who was a high draft pick or a draft pick for the Cubs and pitched in the Indians organization, you know, big league invites in Boston. You're working with him directly, very knowledgeable guy. Coach Milo's been here for years. Coach Jackson, we've added. So all the varsity coaches have been a head coach somewhere, okay, which is huge. So that's a big deal. So we can bring a little bit of knowledge from all over, you know, the baseball spectrum here in Colorado and beyond, pass that along to our guys, and we get our work done in a very efficient manner. We get outside, it's going to be like spring training, basically.
Yeah, for sure. And from what I've seen, just like you said, you guys all really know your stuff. I know away, Coach Churchill, he definitely picked up on a couple things in my mechanics because I'm a pitcher. And then Coach Milo, he showed me a lot of drills. Even Coach Jackson, he showed me a lot of drills as well for footwork and for fielding. And then, I've gotten a lot of good tips you've picked up this year on my barring out hand, which will cause me to be a little late on quicker pitchers.
Yep.
And working on that already, so I feel like I've gotten a lot of great advice.
Yeah, sure. And look, our team goals are what they are, but we also have, you know, we keep your goals in mind as individuals. Yeah. And our goal is to keep you playing and keep everybody playing as long as they can until somebody tells you to take the uniform off. And unfortunately for some, it'll be sooner than later, but if we can get you beyond high school, you know, a high school coach wants nothing more than for his kids to succeed, right? So, you know, we want to work in conjunction with, you know, with your family and everybody involved and any other coaches you work with. We all have the same objective, and we're not worried about taking credit for it. We just want it to happen for you.
Yeah.
And if we graduate kids to higher levels and you go on to, you know, look, some of you guys are blessed with really special talent, right? So we're just going to try sometimes not to mess that up, okay? So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to help you get there, but there are no selfish motives. I mean, we want nothing. We're done playing. Our days are over. You know, I got to work at the highest level of baseball. That was my dream, and I got to accomplish that. So I'm giving back, right? So this is an opportunity for me to give the game something that it gave me tenfold. And if we don't share what we learned over the years with you guys, then we're cheating the system. And we all know how the baseball gods are. They'll catch up with you, right?
For sure.
But it's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited for this season, of course. And, the talent that we have is pretty tremendous. And I think that, there's expectations to go out and win, and we're going to do everything we can to help facilitate that as coaches.
Yeah, definitely. And regarding the goals piece of it, I think that's great, too, because that will be eventually building up to if there's something bigger, right?
Yep.
To get to that state title, you have to take that maybe one play at a time, one game at a time, one step. So
one pitch, pitch at a time.
Baby steps, for sure. Baby steps.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, it all, Joe Madden used to tell us, hey, it's the little things, right? If you can execute the little things, if you can make the routine look routine, you're going to be fine. But if you make the routine look difficult, you're going to have a tough time winning ball games. And that's our goal for you guys, is making sure that you make the routine look routine. And you're going to hear all this during the season, of course, maybe in a different tone of voice. But no, I'm just kidding. You're going to hear it from us a lot. And, yeah. I'm fortunate enough right now, we own our own businesses, and I'm kind of at a stage in my life where I can do this every day at 3 o'clock and put the time in to be with, all levels of our school baseball wise. And, knock on wood, that continues. And we've got other guys that are making that sacrifice as well.
Yeah.
It's neat. We're proud to be a part of the school and the culture and the program. And we're excited for what lies ahead.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And speaking of Pine Creek powerhouse, is there any other team that might be a powerhouse looking forward to play, think they might be challenging?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously we always have some games on our schedule from up north. So, Cherry Creek and Regis outside of our zip code here, will be challenging games, but we always like to get those in. But great respect for Coach Swope over at Cheyenne Mountain. They always find a way to win. Sometimes their talent level year to year is different, but very well-coached team, and we coach with Coach Swope in the fall in the Cheyenne Mountain program. So we have some natural rivalries that have developed, but we've also been in the same dugout. But you always know you're going to get a good game there.
Yeah.
And I think, so Cheyenne Mountain for us, Air Academy comes in pretty strong. We had some success at my other school with Air Academy, but I know how tough they are, and I know the game plan that we had to have to come in and try and beat them. And then your JV coach is now your former JV coach at Pine Creek is now the head coach at Air Academy, so he'll want to be gunning for Pine Creek as well. So we know we'll have a good game in that.
Sure.
And then not to be underestimated is Discovery Canyon. I mean, they've got some pretty solid arms, and I'll be honest with you. Right, yeah. And I know, we'll know how to get their hitters out, and we'll know how to work their pitching a little bit, but right. I know they've got a couple really solid arms, and we open up against them. And if you don't get Discovery Canyon early, they usually have a history of getting better as the season progresses. And they're well-coached, too, with a guy that played college and professional baseball and coached at ASU. So there's some, there are some schools out there that are dangerous, no doubt, and we're going to have to execute at different levels and really have a different game plan for each school, because we're going to have to find different ways to win based on what we're up against. And, it could be executing small ball and doing some things with the running game. Defensively, you always have to be on top of that, right?
Right.
So pitching and defense, if we can get that figured out, we'll find a way to score runs, even if we're in a slump.
For sure.
So it's going to be a good year. I'm excited, and I think I can feel the energy with the coaching staff and the players and the administration here when I come into the school. I think everybody's pumped up. So we just need some good 70-degree days, and we'll be rocking and rolling.
Yeah, you never know with Colorado.
That's right. That's
right. Yeah, Colorado, rather. All right, so over the years at Pine Creek, they've yet to win a state title.
Yeah.
So, do you think he'll accomplish that?
Oh, yeah.
What will you do to accomplish that?
Well, for us, it gets back to the little things, right? So if we execute and do the little things, I think you kind of become a program where – you turn on the open sign and people want to come here and play baseball, right? Because yeah. you're winning. You have a tradition of winning. You've built a culture of winning. You've built a program that Coach Milhauser has that has kids that get drafted professionally that go on and play, Division I and Division II baseball at different levels. So people are going to gravitate to that, which I think is a good thing. I think, we've got every year it's kind of a four-year reset, right? So when you get the freshman class that comes in, you've got another group of players that you get to add to the fold that hopefully within that time span of 4 years, you can get a state title. That's what you're shooting for, right? So, Boston's an incoming freshman. He's got 4 years to do it. And I think that's kind of it's a continuous reset on that front. But really building a winning culture, a culture of accountability, right? You don't just wake up and become a champion. You got to get up, wake up, get out of bed, and have that frame of mind every second from the moment you brush your teeth to the time you brush them again at the end of the day and climb back in bed. It's going to take work. And I think what we can do as coaches is kind of show our players, this is what you need to do at this level of baseball and beyond to win. And nobody's here to lose. We don't like to lose. There are other things our players are going to learn along the way, some hard lessons, some lessons after a loss and things like that. But it's all going to come down to execution. And I think at the end of the day, we all want to win, but we all have to be prepared to make the sacrifices that you need to win. And if we can get the group collectively together on that same page, it'll happen. And we're going to give you every tool in the book that we can, everything in our arsenal to try and win these ball games. And I think, the key is going to be having a philosophy of developing winners on and off the field. Our expectations don't end outside of those white lines on the field. Our expectations are for our players to be good students, to be good members of the community. And when they're at the ball field or the weight room or wherever it is, they're going to work hard to win with that same common goal. So that's how we're going to approach it. And you guys have some great winning traditions here. And if you're not of that frame of mind, you don't belong at Pine Creek, honestly, athletically. I mean, I think, you look at your programs across the board and they're all pretty strong. So you better bring your A game. Right, Boston?
Yeah, for sure. And that's one piece as well with the players. I feel like I have to hold myself accountable, and I try to hold my teammates accountable for what they do off the field as well, not just on the field. But I know that you guys will give us tons of drills and, things to work on, maybe even study books to study plays. Yep. So we got to hold ourselves accountable for that. And there's got to be some leaders, and I know a couple of senior leaders this year that have been doing a good job and just kind of leading by example, not even by voice, but just example. And I know they'll do a good job, and I'll do my best to do a good job of that.
Yeah, and those seniors are almost an extension of the coaching staff, honestly. Yep. I mean, we sometimes, delivering that message from us, you hear it all the time, from your parents, and you hear it from adults and everything else. But it's another thing to hear it from a peer, right? Or somebody a couple grades ahead of you that, you see, wow, this guy, he comes here and means business, And I know the players you're talking about, and those are a tremendous asset. And someday you're going to be that player, what I mean? So people are going to look. Yeah, no, exactly, right, yeah, if we don't screw them up. But at the end of the day, that's so important. And I saw that in a major league locker room. I mean, you would see it with veteran players, and then when a rookie player would come up, they were a sponge. They're absorbing everything, right? And they look around that locker room and they see how Reggie Jackson goes about his business, or, how these Hall of Famers went about their business at the ballpark. And they see, okay, well, I can't come up here and just sit and play video games in my locker. I got to go, watch video. I got to take some time to figure out what these guys are doing and how they execute it and get it done. So that leadership, that veteran leadership, is really the same at all levels. I mean, at the major league level, all the way down to the high school level, people are looking for guidance, and especially young players, and we have to find a way to give it to them at every turn.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you've talked with about the semi differences of high school baseball and the Major League Baseball, and as well as how the Major League Baseball approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the big differences, and what stands out to you between how high school baseball goes about it and then Major League Baseball goes about it?
Well, I think initially it's a little more intense on the Major League level, right? So yeah. I think at the high school level, our job is to kind of build that intensity.
Okay.
Because I don't think a lot of younger players understand the level of intensity that's needed at the Major League level, right?
For sure.
And that's a win or die scenario. No, I mean, not literally, but your career, your paycheck, taking care of your family, you have to win at the Major League level. So yeah. Those guys, you know, they fight to keep those jobs because they're worth having, right?
Yep.
Obviously the payday and everything else, but you're traveling first class. You know, you're at the top of your field, essentially, which I don't know that younger players fully understand that, because as a younger player, you don't have to provide for your family by playing baseball, right?
Right.
So there's a different perspective. So trying to translate the intensity, I think, is the biggest challenge. But translate that intensity while keeping things loose, right? So we still want to have fun. It's still a game. We're still playing baseball. We're still in high school. So that part of the equation needs to remain. But I think the best education that we can give you after having those perspectives on a higher level of baseball is that, look, you know, to come out here and play, you got to mean business, okay? So your frame of mind, you have goals to play after high school. You have to come in and mean business. There's a time to have fun and to screw around and do whatever, but when you guys walk into this classroom, for example, it's time to mean business, right? So for me, the level of intensity that I saw at the Major League level is unmatched in anything else I've seen in my life, but it also prepared me to go out and do other things with a level of intensity that you know you're going to come out victorious, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest difference, I think. And part of it is, you know, look, you guys have young minds, right? Yeah. You don't have the life experience that us old guys have, right? But, you know, at the Major League level, if you don't win and you don't execute, you're gone. And the next thing you know, you're doing some other career, which was not your goal or objective, and you worked hard to get to the Major Leagues. People are nipping at your heels every day to get your job and take that position from you, which we want to create in a different scale with Pine Creek baseball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a senior, Boston, I want guys that are coming in nipping at your heels for your job, right?
Right.
To keep you honest, but also, you know, to keep the pressure on, because the, you know, another Joe Madden phrase was embrace the pressure. You know, let's embrace this in terms of, look, this is, I love pressure, okay?
Yeah.
I perform best at a higher level of pressure, and you will too as a baseball player. But that's, you know, let's just say you go get an engineering degree and do whatever, or you whatever your field's going to be, you guys embrace that pressure, right?
Sure.
So you're going to go out and do everything you can to be the best that you can be in that field and then execute from there.
Yeah, no, and it all sounds like a big business.
Yeah.
And working on developing that at Pine Creek as well as a whole, and that sounds all really great.
It takes time. And you know what? Yeah. We need everybody's help, honestly. You know, it's not something I can do on my own. It's players holding each other accountable. It's student body coming out to the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, basketball is easy to go support. My son's playing basketball here. It's fun to go to those games. It's inside. It's warm. Football is fun to support. It's
right.
A big school event. Guess what? We have a great baseball field right as you drive into campus.
Yeah.
That's going to remind you every day to get out to that baseball game and support these guys.
Yeah.
Even though the weather's not perfect, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to have some fun out there and give you something to enjoy watching.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sure.
So you said you had a pass in, you know, scouting. So, like, what are some of the best qualities to look for in a player? Like, if they're honest, if they just hit good.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They have a good work ethic.
Work ethic's huge, obviously. But usually if we were scouting them, chances are they had a pretty good work ethic to begin with to put themselves in that position. But honestly, I would say athletic ability, okay? So there are some things you can't teach. There's nothing we can necessarily do to help you become a faster runner, okay? So speed is God-given, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're either fast or you're not, right? Yeah. So, you know, those are some of the intangibles, some of the tools that are there that, you know, that are just based on athleticism, pure and simple. Strength, size, athleticism were things that we would always look for. When we scouted baseball players, you know, we were in a hotbed. So Southern California, we stepped off the porch of the stadium. We could go see UCLA. We could go see UC Irvine. We could go see Pepperdine. All these great programs, right? But we had to see athletes first. So most of the kids that we drafted, you know, if you went to a high school game in Southern California, and even if you come to one here, you can usually find your best prospect at that school. He's probably playing shortstop. He's probably a pitcher. He's probably playing football. He's probably playing basketball. He's, you know, he's doing all these things athletically, right? So the first and foremost thing we're looking for is athleticism, right? And then after that, you know, there are certain things that only baseball players can do, like hitting a round ball with a round bat.
Coming 100 miles
an hour. Yeah, you know, you can build arm strength and throw harder, as Boston can attest to. But it's, you know, there are all of those things. But don't be surprised, okay, if we're scouting a basketball game, watching a baseball player, and nobody knows who we are, right? And we have ears as well. So as a scout, we could fill out a lot of information on the character side of the report based on what we hear on campus. For example, if somebody's saying, "Oh, well, did you hear Boston ditched geometry again today?" As a scout, I'm thinking, okay, well, obviously there's something we got to pay attention to, right? Yeah. Parents talking about this or that, and you could just be sitting there and you don't have your radar gun, so they don't know you're with the Angels or whatever. But I would just say this, you know, everybody's always watching. There's always something that's going on. And we would see a lot of kids in programs where you'd have a top prospect where scouts would come to see him play. And then they'd end up signing other guys that were there because they got a chance to shine because, you know, the Yankees, the Dodgers, or the Angels were there to watch Boston Kelner. But they happen to see, you know, O'Malley or whoever else. You know what I mean? So those possibilities exist, and that happened a lot, you know, in the scouting field. But all of that is important. But what we always thought was most important, because you knew those athletic things were going to be there. But what kind of character does this individual have? You know, is he going to be able to withstand the pressure of playing at the game at its highest level? Is he a guy that has, you know, good ideas about how to live his life and you know, to be somebody that you want to be around and you want in your clubhouse? Because if you've got guys in your locker room that detract from the common goal, you're not going to want them there. They're not a good teammate, you know, and sometimes you identified that after you signed a player. And that's why you have so many trades, you know, right. So they could play, but they're not the guy for us, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. No, and I appreciate you saying all of that, because that could be something that I implement into my life and just, you know, become a better person from it, you know, and just build off of that and don't make any stupid mistakes.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think if you approach your life in a manner that, you know, you have good character and you have a good heart and you're kind to people and, you know, you're not an idiot basically, right? Good things are going to come your way. And it may not be for us everybody wants to play in the major leagues or in the NBA or whatever that is, right? But at the end of the day, if your intentions are good and you work hard towards your goals, you're going to accomplish goals. It might not just be the specific one of saying, "Hey, I want to pitch in Game 7 for the New York Yankees." Those are tough things to do, right? Yeah. And even in our own farm system with the Angels, we had, you know, let's say 180 minor league players roughly, give or take, maybe 200 or so, depending on the Dominican and everything else. Yeah. But we had, and I've told this story, I think, to you guys before, but if you know, 4% of that group, and we would calculate this every year, 4% of that group of 200 would get to the big leagues. 1% would play every day, right? So, and be an impact player. 2 or 3%, cup of coffee in the big leagues, they get a chance to play some innings. Maybe they stick, maybe they don't. And then the other 96%, what happens to them? They don't make it, right? Yeah. But they've worked hard all these years in the minor leagues. Well, oddly enough, that 96% is there to give that 4% somebody to play with.
Right.
So when you put it into that perspective, holy cow. I mean, and that's not to say you can't be that 4%, but strive to be that 4%. You know what I mean?
Or the 1%, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, if you're in that 4, you've accomplished something, you know. And my brother-in-law played, he was a number 2 pick for the Chicago Cubs, played in the Cubs organization for a long time in AAA Iowa behind a guy named Ryan Sandberg, who was in the big leagues, right? Well, he didn't get a lot of chances, so he ended up getting traded to the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then still works in baseball to this day as a special assistant to the Texas Rangers. But I always tell him he has maybe 40-something days in the big leagues, right? Well, if you get to the big leagues, there's a baseball register, okay? And in that book is every single name of every single individual that played in the major leagues. One day, one pitch, could be, you know, 10 seasons, 20 seasons, doesn't matter. You know, Babe Ruth is in it. And so is my brother-in-law, Greg Smith, yeah. Right? And that's what I tell him. I said, look, 48 days or not, man, you played for the Cubs and the Dodgers in the big leagues, right? Who else can say that? I'm not in that book.
Yeah.
So be proud of that. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a heck of an accomplishment, right? To be in the same book as Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb or Warren Spahn or, Barry Bonds, anybody, right?
Right.
That's a heck of a testament to you. And I said, you know, if I were you, I'd put that book out on my coffee table in every house I live in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to say anything about it. I just, hey, look, I'm in that baseball register. I played in the big leagues, right? Doesn't matter if it was for one game or 48 or 4,800, right? Yeah. This is, you know. So that's I always remind him of that, because sometimes you might get down on something, but you're in a pretty special group of people there.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that just about wraps up this podcast, and we want to thank you all for listening. And Coach Parker, we want to thank you for coming out and speaking with us today.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's great to be here. It's right around the corner, so hopefully I'll see you guys out there cheering us on.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.